Blog Talk Radio.
Evening to you here on the 14th Fire American Soccer Show, round four review of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Short version of this show. Normally it would be a two-hour show, but because of the FIFA World Cup, it will be an hour. So I hope you will enjoy some of this information. No guests, unfortunately, today. I did not have the opportunity to contact anybody to come on, I know. I'm not happy about it either because, number one, it is a shame that MLS, it's just a shame that we're going to have to talk about the Open Cup during the World Cup. Not that I don't want to talk about it. You know me. I enjoy this tournament. I give respect to this tournament. But I don't run this tournament. U.S. Soccer runs the tournament. But the thing is that this is not U.S. soccer's fault. So it really, really hurts. And it really, really bothers me that I thought we were improving this tournament. And you know what? Really been difficult to really get into this fourth round because this is the round that MLS teams are in it. Now, let me just say that I was able to watch at least two, three, four games that I was able to watch these Open Cup games. Obviously, I saw the Houston Dynamo defeating the Laredo Heat by a final of 1-0. And that was an interesting game where you saw red cards for both sides. It was, of course, a double yellow, then red to Matthew Bram. Booked it first in the 32nd minute. Second booking came in the 40th minute. And then sent off. And then, of course, Tyler Derrick, who was the starting keeper and the backup keeper for the Dynamo, where he played the ball outside his area. Looks like he intentionally meant to play the ball, but obviously didn't really pay attention that he was outside the area. And he got sent off, and Houston was also down to 10 men. Alex Lopez, the only goal of the match there in the 37th minute. So watched that, couldn't watch the Quakes play their game on their stream because their stream was terrible. And the only thing I can say to the San Jose Earthquakes is this. If you're going to be playing Kaiser Stadium for these Open Cup games, can you please set up the stream and make sure that it's, you know, the equipment is workable? Because we'd like to know what the heck is going on. But, of course, the San Jose Earthquakes won that match by a final of 2-1. It was the old MLSer Justin Braun and from Sacramento that made it 1-0 in the 42nd minute. Kari Stevenson made it 1-1 in the 45th. And then in the 73rd, Cordell Cato got the winner to make it 2-1 for the Earthquakes as they beat the Sacramento Republic 2-1. But, you know, my problem right now with MLS, and like I said before, this is not the fault of U.S. soccer. This is not the fault of U.S. soccer at all, because the truth of the matter is that Major League Soccer had to schedule two league matches on Wednesday, June the 11th. And to be honest, that day was the perfect time to schedule games for the Open Cup. No interference from the World Cup. In fact, they could have had some games on Tuesday, June the 12th, after Brazil played Croatia. There could have been some games then, at night. But no, they had to do the spread it out during the World Cup. Now, if you're going to have the stream of the round, meaning the New York Red Bulls at the New York Cosmos, and this is deemed to be a big match. This is deemed to be the biggest match in the round right now because you're seeing New York versus New York for the first time, maybe for the first time since, who knows, Brooklyn Italians versus New York Greek Americans. Or, those old New York teams like Brookhattan taking on some of these older teams in New York like Hakoa, the Jewish-American side. You know, when Major League Soccer came out with their schedule for the 2014 season, don't get me wrong, I was happy. I was thrilled. But I got concerned because I was wondering when will the, at the time I thought, round three for the Open Cup. Now, obviously, I was hoping for a fifth round, but I was expecting to see rounds one, two, and three, maybe in May, round four, late June, and then quarters and semis and finals. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm happy we got five rounds now. This is the first year that we're going to get five rounds. But you know what? It's just really, really disheartening. But you know what? Does MLS really care about the Open Cup? Does Major League Soccer, the league itself, do they really, really care about the Open Cup? Because for some strange reason, it looks like they don't. When Major League Soccer says we're going to have a two-week break in the league so we can concentrate on the World Cup group stage. And you know what? It was great. It's wonderful. I didn't have a problem with it. It's all right. It's awesome. This is great stuff. But then U.S. Soccer is forced to make this whole week of games. They had two games on Wednesday, and then you had three on Saturday, June the 14th. And then the rest were this past Tuesday and Wednesday. And you know what? What's the point of having a two-week break for the World Cup if you're forcing your MLS teams to play during it? And it's just been really, really disheartening because of all the positive the last 2 years, even up to this point, it's because now we have five rounds proper, then the quarters, then the final. But still, it's just disheartening. You have the Cosmos and the Red Bulls, the Cosmos finally coming back. This is their second Open Cup game in a row when they've never had an Open Cup game. They beat the Brooklyn Italians. Now they're facing the Red Bulls, and it's over in Long Island, and this is supposed to be now the biggest game of the round. Even though Philadelphia and Harrisburg have that affiliation going with each other, and you're not supposed to be playing your USL Pro team's affiliates. You know what I mean? Philadelphia, Harrisburg, Reading. But it happened the last 2 years. Just so they can have this wonderful stream of the round. I am very dissatisfied right now from Major League Soccer because of this sort of shenanigans that they forced U.S. Soccer to pull. Now, I understand they had a great crowd, over 9,000. Because why? Because New Yorkers love their sports, and that's the truth. But still, why are we playing this game during the World Cup? And once again, I'm not blaming U.S. Soccer for this. I'm blaming Major League Soccer for forcing U.S. Soccer to do this. You know, if we are going to promote the sport the right way, if we're going to promote this game the right way, everything has to be involved. I'm talking about Open Cup. I'm talking about Champions League included, you know, with the CONCACAF and everything else that goes on. I'm not saying let's create a League Cup tournament. I'm not saying that because that's too much. And you know what? I just wish that we can just, you know, make everything sound and look like how it should be. You know, I'm very disheartened. I feel like this is the wrong thing to do. Some will agree, some will disagree. But the truth of the matter is this, that this should not have happened. I just feel this should never have happened. I want to thank the gaffer from World Soccer Talk to allow me to write this article. You know, I understand why the fifth round will be played at the end of June because you're going to see the group stages when it's two games in the same group at the same time. Two games at 12, two games at 4, and then when the second game is over around 6, then you go out and you watch the Open Cup games. That I can understand. Until this coming Sunday, where the last night game will be on Sunday, June 22nd, when the U.S. plays Portugal. That'll be the last night game. I'm sorry. I'm just so disappointed. I am just so upset and disappointed in what has happened once again. A new level of disrespect to the U.S. Open Cup. This just breaks my heart. I thought we were all on the same page. I thought we were all on the same level here. I thought that finally everything is looking better. Don't get me wrong. I think we're still in a better position with the Open Cup. Just this new wave of disrespect just popped up out of nowhere, and it really hurts. I'm not kidding. This really hurts. I am not happy with this. If you disagree with me, fine, disagree with me. It's okay. If you agree with me, welcome aboard. I'm just so... I just don't know what to say. I just don't know what to do. I mean, I don't know if anyone is with me on this. If you are with me on this, thank you. If you're not and you don't care, fine. That's your opinion, and I respect it. I just feel like whatever positives that were coming and improving have now fallen apart. Now, we'll find out what's going to happen in 2015, obviously. But I'm still not happy with what has happened. I'm not happy with it. I'm very distraught. I'm very upset. I'm very angry. And if you're going to highlight one of the top games of the round as a stream during the World Cup, this game being played during the World Cup, this is a total disgrace, not just on the Cosmos, not just on the Red Bulls, but it's also a disgrace to every other American soccer fan that does give a damn about the U.S. Open Cup. Can't we have some form of respect? Can't we just have some form of respect? But it looks like we can't. It's just absolutely terrible. I'm just really flabbergasted that this has happened again. This should not have happened again, but it did. And I am not happy about it, and I hope none of you are happy about it. So there you have it, and that's the end of that. Let's go ahead and talk about some of these games that were played throughout this week. We're going to go to Chicago. The Chicago Fire defeats the Pittsburgh Riverhounds by a final of 2-1. First goal of the match was from Grant Ward in the 22nd minute. Then Mike McGee adds a second in the 40th, and then Andrew Marshall of Pittsburgh makes it 2-1 in the 42nd. But apparently this game was delayed, and then it was canceled because of very, very bad weather. Now, the funny thing is, it's written in the Open Cup handbook that if the first half has been played in its entirety and you're trying to finish off this game, you know, trying to get into the second half, but it was just impossible because of the lightning display over at Toyota Field over in Bridgeview, Illinois, and apparently because the delay forced this game to end. It's an official game. Like in baseball, if you complete 5 full innings, it's an official game. So, and they tried their best to finish it off, and it was way too late to do so because of the lightning storm. So the game was stopped, and the Chicago Fire will advance to the 5th round, defeating Pittsburgh Riverhounds by a final of 2-1. Does it sound like it's not fair? Well, you know, look, they have to try and get this game on as much as possible. And if they can't finish it, they can't finish it. Would we have liked to have seen a replay? I think there should have been a replay, but the way that this whole thing is done now, it looks like there won't be a replay. Is it fair? That's in the Open Cup handbook. This is what we all expect. So Chicago Fire advance into the 5th round as the Pittsburgh Riverhounds are eliminated due to not finishing the match, but due to the laws and the rules of the Open Cup, they are officially eliminated because of that. Other great, interesting games happened. Carolina Railhawks hosting the Chivas USA side, and it was 1-1. In this matchup, Zach Schalowski in the 29th minute made it 1-0 Carolina until Ryan Findley for Chivas USA made it 1-1 in the 40th. Nothing in the second half except for a booking to Tony Stahl to Carolina in the 53rd. Nothing in extra time. So we go into the round of penalties. Chivas USA went first to Pelletieri, converted his chance on the round of penalties for Chivas USA. And then Abidali for Carolina missed. So it's 1-0 on penalties for Chivas USA. Eric Torres converted his to make it 2-0. Tobin for Carolina made it 2-1. Zabaleta missed his penalty. And that was 2-1. Low for Carolina. Third attempt, missed his penalty. So we're still 2-1. Kennedy for Chivas USA missed his penalty. Shalosky converted to make it 2-2 after four rounds. Avila stopped. Could Carolina win it? No. Martinez was stopped. Five rounds. Sixth round. Tripac for Chivas USA. He got stopped. King missed. Six rounds. It's still 2-2. Here comes Delgado for Chivas USA. He gets stopped again by the keeper. And then here comes Jackson for Carolina Railhawks. Converts past Dan Kennedy in the seventh round of the penalty shootout. And the Carolina Railhawks, after seven rounds of the penalty shootout, wins it in penalties by a final of 3-2. That was worth the price of admission. That was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I just think it's awesome to see. A couple of other upsets here, of course. The Atlanta Silverbacks defeating Real Salt Lake by a final of 2-1. It was Robbie Finley in the 10th minute that gave Salt Lake the lead. And then in the 33rd minute, Junior Burgos made it 1-1. This thing looked destined for extra time until Kwadwo Poku in second-half stoppage time converted and made it 2-1 Atlanta, and they advance into the next round. So that was pretty awesome right there. Other games, interesting game in Akron, Ohio, Columbus Crew hosting the Indy 11. It was Bernardo Anor in the fourth minute that gave the Crew a 1-goal lead, and then Beto in the 34th minute saw straight red on a terrible challenge, and Columbus was down to 10 men. Blake Smith doing well in his new home with the Indy 11 equalized in the 62nd minute to make it 1-1, and then we go into extra time. Palandini, the former Chicago Fireman, gets sent off in the 110th minute. Columbus down to 9 men. But apparently Jaro Arrieta gets Columbus a goal, which was a penalty, in the 114th minute. And Jaro Arrieta converts to make it 2-1 Columbus. Columbus wins it in extra time by a final of 2-1 on the Indy 11. Decent game, of course, with Richmond Kickers against New England Revolution. The Revolution on the road defeats Richmond by a final of 3-2. Stephen McCarthy in the 8th minute. Gives New England the 1-0 lead. George Davis for Richmond equalizes to make it 1-1 in the 25th. Steve Newman makes it 2-1 New England in the 35th minute, with Patrick Mullins adding his tally in the 40th to make it 3-1 at the half. Matthew Delacat pulls another one back to make it 3-2 New England in the 73rd, but that would be the end of that. Richmond Kickers 2, New England Revolution 3, the Revolution advanced to the fifth round. Another strange game involving the two affiliations, obviously Philadelphia and MLS and the Harrisburg City Islanders in the USL Pro League. It was going to be an early yellow card for Harrisburg as Morgan Langley's booked in the 32nd minute, but 7 minutes later, Jason Pelletier makes it 1-0 Harrisburg, and it looked like that Harrisburg was going to steal a victory at the PPL Park, at the home of the Philadelphia Union, until Raymond Gaddis makes it 1-1. Excuse me. That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Raymond Gaddis was booked in the 79th minute. That's my bad. Sorry about that. Maurice Edu gets the late equalizer in the 89th minute for the Philadelphia Union to make it 1-1. We go in extra time. Ed Dinho Jr. booked in the 94th minute. Edu booked in the 108th minute. And then Andrew Wenger in the 110th minute, 2 minutes later, of course, makes it 2-1. No golden goal. We play the full 30. Antoine Hopinot booked in the 112th minute, but Wenger gets a second in extra time in the 117th minute. And Philadelphia wins the match by a final of 3-1. Crazy stuff. You want more crazy stuff? Rochester Rhinos hosting DC United. Colin Rolfe, the only goal of the match in the 27th minute. Steve Birnbaum booked in the 50th minute, booked again in the 60th minute, and then sent off for terrible challenges. And this game did not end till late because of, once again, thunderstorms, rainstorms, torrential rainstorms. So, once again, Rochester defeating DC United by a final of 1-0. Other scores, Colorado Rapids finally taking care of business, finally getting revenge on Orlando City. It was an early goal from Orlando in the 23rd minute by Adama Mbenge. And then here come the Rapids. Deshaun Brown with a hat trick. Glabroka gets his goal in the 42nd minute. Deshaun Brown, 35th, 47th, 55th. Bowden for Orlando City pulls one back to make it 4-2, but Powers for Colorado makes it 5-2 for the Rapids. They'll advance to the next round in round 5. Portland Timbers defeating Orlando's under-23 squad. So both Orlando City squads, the senior and the under-23 squad, both squads eliminated in round 4. Portland Timbers with a 3-0 victory. Gaston Fernandez with 2 goals in the 11th, 35th minute. Taylor P.A. makes it 3-0 in the 68th. Los Angeles Galaxy were down 1-0 to Arizona United at half until G.I.C. Zardes, 51st and 53rd. 2 goals in 3 minutes. Fantastic stuff. Just fantastic stuff to see. Of course, FC Dallas defeating the San Antonio Scorpions by a final of 2-0 after bookings by Andreas Escobar of FC Dallas in the 57th minute. Former MLSer Eric Hasley booked in the 69th minute for San Antonio. It will be Fabian Castillo in the 74th and Andreas Escobar in the 81st. FC Dallas 2, San Antonio 0. And then, of course, the Seattle Sounders getting back to their winning ways in the U.S. Open Cup. Brad Evans converts a penalty in the 23rd minute. Zach Scott with a goal in the 40th. Kenny Cooper with a brace in the 45th and the 56th. Sean Okoli in the 84th minute. That makes it 5-0 for Seattle over the PSA Elite. And now, because there's only so much time we're going to have today, we're going to talk about the match of the round, the stream of the round. The New York Cosmos defeating the New York Red Bulls by a final of 3-0 over at Short Stadium out at the campus of Hofstra University out in Hempstead, Long Island. Now, I have seen the reaction from the supporters of the Red Bulls that once again, they felt this club did not take the Open Cup seriously, that Mike Petke did not take it seriously. And I don't believe a single word of that at all. Now, this is not about defending Mike Petke. This is not about defending him or defending the club. This is about watching this match with my own eyes and seeing that, A, the New York Cosmos stepped it up a notch higher than the Red Bulls. That does not mean that the Red Bulls were not prepared. It does not mean that the Red Bulls were not interested. The Red Bulls simply were outplayed by the Cosmos, who wanted more than them. And the Red Bulls were trying to connect passes. When you are facing a team like the Cosmos that basically have now officially one full season under their belt, in the return to becoming a club again, they wanted this game a lot more than the Red Bulls. And when I say that, it does not mean that the Red Bulls did not care. They cared. You can see the frustration in their eyes, the frustration on their faces. If you really believe that they didn't give a damn about this game. You are so wrong. So wrong. How about we give the Cosmos some credit here? How about give the Cosmos some credit that they wanted it a lot more than the Red Bulls did? And they felt that, you know, they needed to knock them out, and they did. That does not mean that the Red Bulls didn't want it, and they wanted it. It's just that the Cosmos went into another gear. And sometimes that's what it takes to defeat a solid team. Yes, I know Marco Senna was not playing, but that's not the point. I know Thierry Henry is with the BBC right now doing World Cup reviews, review shows after matches. I know Tim Cahill was with Australia for the World Cup. I know Roy Miller was with Costa Rica for the World Cup. I know Jaime Olave is scared of that type of field turf, which, to be honest with you, I think that field turf is the same type of field turf that's over in Portland. And if I'm mistaken, then I'm mistaken, and then that, you know, he can't play. He's not going to play on it, and I wish he could. Dax McCarty's out with an injury. So you have five players that are not available for you, one for TV time, one for fear of turf monster, two on World Cup duty, and unfortunately for Dax McCarty, who wanted to be in this game, couldn't because of injury. But I do not believe that Mike Petke, nor do I believe that the Red Bulls did not give a damn about this game. When you have a team like the Cosmos that wants to knock out an MLS side, they're going to do it. Did they have a chip on their shoulder? Yes. Do I think the Red Bulls had a chip on their shoulder? Yes, but unfortunately, the Cosmos chip was a lot larger than the Red Bulls. Mads Stokelainen scored a hell of a goal. Mera just could not get a handle on it, and it's unfortunate because Mera could do nothing on that shot. Ryan Mera just could do nothing on that shot. It was placed perfectly, and the Red Bulls already felt the pressure. They already felt the pressure against the Cosmos, and the Red Bulls had a strong lineup. Why is it so simple to blame the Red Bulls for saying they showed no heart when I don't believe that for a second? Why is it that all of a sudden people are saying, well, Mike Petke's giving us excuses now? Why? Look, what do you want him to do? He had a game plan. He tried to mix it up. If you watch the stream, Robin Fraser, granted, Robin Fraser doesn't like the venue. Robin Fraser feels that the venue is not an ideal place to play an Open Cup game. And if that's his opinion, that's his opinion. I think he's wrong for saying that. But what he's not wrong about was this. He admitted that the Cosmos are playing better. They're playing on a faster tempo, on a higher tempo, and they wanted it a lot more. You have to be, as a Red Bulls fan, and I understand this is a big matchup, but let me say this as well. This is the only time we're ever going to meet the Cosmos unless when New York City FC comes in next year, they'll probably be playing the Cosmos first. But until this team faces the Cosmos again, if it ever happens again, if we'll ever see them in MLS, which we won't, this has been the only game in the record books right now between these two teams. And I understand it stings. I understand it hurts if you're a Red Bull supporter. I understand that. But you know what? As much as I felt that this was a bad game for them, I don't believe they did not show any heart. They did show heart. They tried. They really, really tried. Sometimes it's painful to say it, give the other team the credit because they upped their game. They listened to what Giovanni Savarese said, and they took it to heart. And then Stokalainen gets his second of the match in the 73rd minute. Alessandro Nocelli makes it 3-0. End of story. The game is over with. That's it. Just finish it up. Go into your break, and then worry about Toronto FC end of June. Sadly, Chris Duval in the 88th minute did a stupid thing. Sadly, Chris Duval allowed his emotions to get the better of him, and he had to make a tackle that was very reckless and very, very dangerous. He deserved to get sent off in the 88th minute. He will be suspended for the first game in the 2015 U.S. Open Cup. And I bet you Mike Petke and Robin Fraser had a talking to him when they got back into the locker room to tell him, you can't do this. The emotions are high, we understand, but you just cannot do this at all. Now, if the Open Cup committee, and I haven't heard anything right now, but if the U.S. Open Cup committee decides, or if U.S. Soccer decides to add another match to be suspended on Chris Duval in 2015, then so be it, because he needs to learn very, very much. He needs to learn right now. Even in a league match, you can't do these types of tackles. This was a dangerous tackle. Duval deserved the red card, deserves his one-game suspension in the start of 2015 Open Cup. But if they tag on a second game, they have every right to do so, in my opinion, U.S. Soccer or the Open Cup committee, because that was a very, very dangerous challenge. And if he gets a second game suspended, he deserves it, because he's going to learn. And he needs to learn. You can't do those type of tackles. I forgot who he tackled down that deserved him the red. I was just happy that the Cosmos player is okay. I'm just very happy that the Cosmos player is doing all right. Or if he's not doing all right, then I haven't heard I haven't read into an injury report, because unfortunately there's a World Cup going on, everybody. But once again, the New York Red Bulls lose to the New York Cosmos by a final of 3-0. Mads Stokalainen with 2 goals, Nocelli with the third. And to be honest, the Cosmos deserve this win. They deserve this win. They did everything better than the Red Bulls that day. But I'm telling you right now, from what I saw, in my opinion, they were ready to play. No, they weren't mad about, because they're losing a couple of days of because of vacation that they're supposed to get from the league. Petke knew what was going to happen. He knew what the risks were. Petke knew about what the league or what U.S. Soccer was going to do when it comes to the fourth round. Do I agree with Mike that this crap shouldn't have happened? Yes. But there's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing Petke could do. Because unfortunately, the league decided to have these The league decided to force U.S. Soccer to make this thing happen, to devalue the fourth round, not because of what happened on the field, but because the league once again says, oh, we're going to have a two-week break. Oh, wait, guess what? We're going to have an Open Cup games first. No. No. It's either you play on that Wednesday and Thursday, June 11th and 12th, or you don't play it at all, and you've put the fourth round at the end of June. That's what should have happened. It did not. We have what we have, and it's just, once again, an absolute disgrace on how MLS forced U.S. Soccer to pull this. I don't blame U.S. Soccer at all. I blame MLS for not doing what they should have done. And this is what I keep saying. I keep saying this all the time. And the league doesn't want to listen to me, fine. But once again, I make up a mock calendar of what should be the dates when the group stages for the CONCACAF Champions League happen, what I believe the date should be for the Open Cup, for league games, even when the Gold Cup's around. Now we're going to have this Copa America Centenario in 2016. I am here to help you out, MLS. I am here to help you out because while it's a positive thing that you came out with the 2014 schedule on a couple of days or before or after the cup final, just so we can prepare for the World Cup for that two-week break, you turn it around, and once again, it's a nosedive because apparently you want to disrespect the Open Cup again. You know, this is the things that I get angry about. This is the things that I get upset about. And it's not about being Euro-snobbish, because the truth is this. I understand that we're not going to play these Open Cup games on a weekend date. I understand that. Meanwhile, in Germany, in France, Spain, and even in Italy, their FA Cups or their U.S. Open Cups, the DFB Cup, you know, the Copa del Rey, the Copa Italia, they're played on during the week's nights. They're played. So U.S. Soccer is fine where they are with these games if they want to have it on Tuesday or Wednesday. The problem is that round four games should not have been played during these group stage games. MLS knows that the first Saturday in the World Cup schedule, it's four games. Noon, 3, 6, 9. And as all of you know, my World Cup review show for that day started at 11 o'clock at night on the East Coast. 8 o'clock Pacific. And while I'm trying to watch the stream, and meanwhile, the stream, you know, I missed the third goal because apparently the stream crapped out. But, you know, you got the stream on the monitor. And I have Japan versus Ivory Coast on my television. You know, all I can say is, you know, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't mind having plenty of soccer in front of me, but you disrespect the World Cup and you disrespect the Open Cup, MLS. I'm sorry. There has been a disrespect, and it doesn't matter if it's Japan versus Ivory Coast or Botswana versus, for the hell of it, Tanzania. We cannot have these Open Cup games during the World Cup. You're saying you're taking 2 weeks off, and you're forcing MLS to play these games. I'll be honest with everyone. I only saw four Open Cup games this week because all of a sudden I'm ignoring the Open Cup. I'm not. I am fed up, and I was upset and ticked that I'm doing my World Cup review shows, and then these Open Cup games in the fourth round are all of a sudden, you know, being played, and I can't watch it because I'm doing my shows. I'm trying to broaden, you know, the horizons here of not just this being an American soccer show, but also to cater to the World Cup because it's a huge tournament. Because everyone's watching it. Everyone wants to talk about the World Cup. The Open Cup is basically on the back burner. And if that's what Major League Soccer wants to do, then they have not only failed the sport, and not only they have failed this cup competition that we love so much, failed American club soccer. Do they care? They're supposed to. But it looks like they don't. And it looks like it's just a big, fat failure for no reason. Obviously, you know, if you go to the cup.us, they'll have everything there for you and all that stuff. But the point is that, well, I'm happy for Josh Hakala that his website is doing well during these Open Cup games. I feel like I'm being cheated, and at the same time, I feel like I'm disappointing you guys because I have to do this review show at a later time, and at the same moments, you know, I have to do it at a time where you can't listen to it live, and you're going to have to listen to it all on archive. I feel like I can't give you a full two-hour show, and I can't call people because I'm being cheated out of something special here. I think we saw some special matches if you're able to get there. I think we were able to watch some great Open Cup games. But the truth is that I think we got cheated by MLS. U.S. soccer can only do so much. And I really hope the next time that it comes around is this. I hope that when it is 2018 and the schedule does come out for the 2018 MLS regular season after the 2017 MLS Cup final crowns a champion, that we are going to have fourth round either just before it begins or after the World Cup group stage has ended, meaning when we get to the two games at the same time dates, that's when we should have these fourth round games. Because I think we just got cheated. That's how I feel right now. I feel like we just got cheated. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But this is how I feel. I think it's wrong. But then again, I don't run the league. Don Garber runs the league. It's his call. And he has to tell Sunil Gulati and the Open Cup committee when to put these games on what dates they're available. And, you know, once again, I would like to help MLS, you know, strategize when do you want to put Open Cup dates for MLS. I am ready to head over to headquarters, HQ, MLS HQ in Manhattan to help them out with Open Cup dates and when to place it. I'll look at the CONCACAF calendar, I'll look at the FIFA calendar, and then we can all come together and talk with the Open Cup committee or a member of the Open Cup committee can be in the same room as me, and then off we go, and here is where I think it's going to work. And the point is this, it's not like I'm going to be demanding or anything like that, because I understand there's going to be certain things that are probably not, that they're not able to control. And I understand that, but at least I'm here to help because I want to. That is what I'm talking about, because I want to help them. I don't just point my finger and I don't just sharpen my finger of blame just for the hell of it. I'm here to help. I want to help. And that's all I'm trying to say. Round 5 on Tuesday, June 24th and Wednesday, June 25th. Out of the 6 games for the round of 16, they will be played on Tuesday, June 24th, and the rest of them, 2 of them, will be played on Wednesday, June 25th. So let's go to game number 65. Philadelphia Union will be hosting the New York Cosmos over at PPL Park in Chester, Pennsylvania on June 24th. That is a 7 o'clock Eastern Time start. On these other games on June 24th, the LA Galaxy will be traveling again across the country, as they'll be facing the Carolina Railhawks at the Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, North Carolina. And that will be a 7 p.m. Eastern time as a start time as well. Apparently this will be on their second field, because I understand that Wake Med, the main stadium, will be, I guess it's a field renovation. So we'll see what happens there. Also, on June the 24th, the Portland Timbers will be traveling Kansas City over at Sporting Park, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central. And then the next couple of games, the battle for Texas again, this time against both MLS teams, the Houston Dynamo hosting FC Dallas at BBVA Compass Stadium at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. On June 24th as well, the Colorado Rapids hosting the Atlanta Silverbacks at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. That will be at 9 o'clock Eastern start time, 7 p.m. Mountain. The Seattle Sounders will be hosting the San Jose Earthquakes once again. They'll be over at Starfire Sports Complex in Tukwila, Washington at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. And then the two games on June the 25th. The New England Revolution will be hosting the Rochester Rhinos over at Stevenson Field in Brown University over in Providence, Rhode Island. That's a 7:30 p.m. Eastern start time. And then finally, the Chicago Fire will be hosting the Columbus Crew at Toyota Park in Bridgeview, Illinois, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central. That is your round of 16. The matches, the draw right now for the quarterfinals at the moment has not been finalized. The draw has not been finalized for the quarterfinals. And we will await the decision from the Open Cup Committee from U.S. Soccer to contact us about it. So it should be interesting. It should be a lot of fun. And I can't wait. I cannot wait for this, and it's going to be exciting. I'm telling you, everyone, this is going to be a lot of fun here. A lot of fun, a lot of interesting things, and I'm telling you right now, I cannot wait for this fifth round matchups to begin.
And once again, everyone, we will go back to 2 hours at the end of June on Friday, June 27th. The show will be at 1 o'clock Eastern and 10 o'clock in the morning on the Pacific side of the country, as the fifth round of the Open Cup will be back as a two-hour show as we get ready to discuss everything that's going on in American soccer. I am excited to be having this two-hour show coming back. And then once we get to find out what the quarterfinal draw will be, then, of course, we'll be doing a quarterfinals review show in July. We'll be doing a semifinal review show in August. And then, of course, the preview and review shows in September and October, depending on which day the final will be, either the end of September or the beginning of October. Because it's always fun to do these shows. Always fun to talk to those that are supporting or reporting on their respective sides that they cover. And you know what? Something interesting is about to happen here. Because as of right now, the Atlanta Silverbacks that are managed by technical director Eric Winalda, depending on how much longer he'll be coaching this team once Fox Sports starts their MLS coverage in 2015 with a brand new contract that they have with ESPN. So it's going to be very, very interesting what Ronaldo will do. Will he stay as technical director on the coaching side of things for the Silverbacks? If not, then obviously he'll be looking for talent for the Silverbacks in the North American Soccer League. But the truth of the matter is this, is that this is going to be an interesting run for Ronaldo. And let's see what's going to happen now, because he didn't start in the first round. He started in the third with Atlanta. Because as we all know, he was the head coach of California FC that had that great run in the Open Cup a few years ago, unfortunately ending it against the Seattle Sounders over in Tukwila, Washington. And you know what? Here's another thing, too. And I just found this out, actually, from the gaffer from World Soccer Talk. Isn't it amazing that One World Sports could not broadcast this game on their regular television channel?
Isn't it amazing how One World Sports was not allowed to broadcast the Red Bulls Cosmos game for the Open Cup because that was deemed stream of the round? I mean, I think that is a bit unfortunate for One World Sports not to get their ratings the right way. And I understand what U.S. Soccer is trying to do, that, you know, they are saying, look, we're providing the free stream and everything, even though it is under One World Sports. But we're going to have to start taking this whole thing seriously. We're going to have to start taking this whole thing seriously about finding a channel or a sports network that basically, or a soccer network, that's basically going to give respect for the Open Cup. Now, obviously, this will be the last year on the Gold TV contract for the final. And the truth of the matter is this, is that I would hope beIN Sports would be the one to help us out with this, at least to have some nationally televised games, because now it's all over satellite radio, cable. Did I say satellite radio? I apologize. I meant to say satellite television. That's my bad. But I think it's time that, you know, we want to bring in people that wants to seriously broadcast Open Cup games so everyone can see. And at the same time, let's hope for NASL for free streams, as well as what USL Pro has been doing with the YouTube merger, or shall we say what they've been doing with YouTube with the streaming as well, and MLS. We all have to come together and make this important and make this what it should be, giving a damn about the Open Cup. I'm being serious about it. I just can't tell you how disappointed I am about this whole fourth round situation. I'll be happy for the fifth round because it's going to have no interference at night. But I'm still disappointed in how this fourth round was disrespected. And hopefully MLS will – I'm hoping MLS will not put U.S. soccer in this position again. It shouldn't have to be in this position, but it has. And that is all I can say about that. Well, everyone, this is, of course, a short version of the U.S. Open Cup review show, round four review show. But I'm telling you right now, I only hope this doesn't happen again. My name is Daniel Feuerstein. Hey, continue to listen to me for these World Cup review shows starting again tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, blogtalkradio.com/Feuersteinsfire. And once again, of course, my name is Daniel Feuerstein. Thank you for listening to this special edition U.S. Open Cup Round 4 review show. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Talk to you later. Bye-bye for now, everybody.